have reached the electric return at 760-0700. Thank you for calling. This is a Wednesday. In fact, it happens to be the 10th day of August in the 1977th year of our Lord. Anyway, that's what AD means, in case you're interested. Anno Domini, year of our Lord. Anyway, enough on the English lesson. Let's hear a few comments.
Yes, the actor's name is Jackie Lamb. And I like a commercial. I think it's the Cancer Society current one where I guess dolphins jump up and grab a cigarette out of the guy's mouth. Very cute. And I say I don't know if it's the Cancer Society because I'm not very observant when it comes to those things. And a commercial really has to be good to catch my attention, and I usually don't remember what the commercials are for. So that's all.
I'd like to tell you about one of Hollywood's greatest deals. On Hollywood Boulevard next to Hollywood and Gower, there was a big rated X theater with a giant X in the sky. Next door to that place is a place called the World Theater. You can see three major motion pictures for $1. I saw three major motion pictures, 2 hours apiece. There's no other place anywhere you can find that deal. On Hollywood Boulevard. Check it out sometime. Call 469-5866. Find out that it's a great deal for $1. Try to find a better place. I bet you could. This is Nick from Hollywood.
Hi. I'd just like to tell everyone I was down at the Man's Chinese Theater last week, and for the where they had the ceremonies where they immortalized the Star Wars characters. R2-D2, C-3PO, and Darth Vader were there, left their footprints in the cement. And Hollywood Boulevard was just jammed. It was incredible. I think it was just beautiful to see people who get excited and enthusiastic over something like this. That was such a... it was really nice to go see something like this.
One of you called in, I believe it was Rick Burbank, who left his number on the tape and asked if it could be played so that girls could call him. Unfortunately, Rick, this line is not a pickup line. I'm sorry about that, and that's the way it goes.
Yeah, this is Frank in beautiful Panorama City. I really don't find TV commercials to be very disgusting. As a matter of fact, I think the commercials are rather a facade. But if a manufacturer wants to boast that his toilet paper has got that elegant feeling, it's fine with me. Though how to use a toilet paper to be elegant, I don't know. You see, the joke's on the producers. When a commercial comes on, don't get disgusted. Just laugh at how stupid they are to think you'll be taken in by that crap. I mean, TV?
Steve, I'm really curious to know, how long have you had your electric return going on?
This time around, it's been approximately 2 months.
Okay, let's see if we can get off the subject of commercials, the discussion of which only proves their effectiveness. Everything on TV is a commercial anyway, and TV, which could have been a catalyst for social evolution and a collective social mind, is really just another placebo. Anyway, I'm new to the electric return, and I want to be a phone philosopher too, but I don't have anything really appropriate to say yet. So I'll leave with a very general and ponderous question so I can see what kind of thought complexes are listening out there. Then maybe I'll have something to say in response to your response. So, where is man going? This is the Pizza Man from Panorama City.
Yes, it's unanimous. I had a few more comments saying they don't like the new Monty Python movie. what is it, Jabberwocky? So no one likes that movie so far. M squared, call in and defend it.
Yes, now that the woman who is... We, the people of the electric return, have a big party. Everybody get together and comment on each other's comments and say, so you're the one. Yeah, that's me. Hey, I'm him. Oh, yeah? You know, we have a big hoop-de-doo gala celebration. We should work out, you know, just people can comment on this. Maybe the people don't think it's such a good idea. Maybe, you know, the girl who's originally...
Chuck, maybe it isn't a good idea, but it is going to happen within the next couple of weeks. There will be an electric return get-together within the next couple of weeks.
Hi, this is Kathy again. From Sun Valley. I had this great idea. That before you go back to school, you should have announce a party somewhere at some park or something so everybody can get together and meet each other. And it's just a talk, and, you know, bring your own stuff, whatever, and just, you know, sit around and talk at some park or whatever. Just announce it over the...
All right, so I see another person would enjoy that also. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. All suggestions, people that have suggestions regarding the electric return get-together, phone them in on Wednesday night, between 8 and 11 o'clock, 8 and 11 o'clock in the evening on 760-0706. I will be answering live. Let it ring 4 or 5 times and phone in with some good ideas. And within 2 or 3 days, it will be announced.
This is Rick from West Hollywood, and I was wondering how many people have really seen a Betty Boop cartoon. They were originally made between 1930 and 1939 by Max Fleischer. He was the guy who also made Gulliver's Travels and the Popeye cartoons. Now, I was wondering really, because I'm making my own Betty Boop cartoons now. And the series was dropped after 39. They were in color in 1962 and showed them on TV.
Those are all the comments that I have elected to play. That has a lot of class, I hope. At this time in the morning, I don't know what's up nor down. It's better than saying those are all the comments. Those are all the comments we have elected to play anyway. Same thing, I guess. Rather tired. If you would like to phone in your comments, phone 760-0706. It will answer within 2 rings, give you a beep tone, and you then have 50 seconds to leave your comment. Okay, now that you've got all that, remember tonight on the same number, 760-0706, from 8 to 11, we're answering live for your suggestions on the electric return get-together. But let it ring 4 or 5 times. Anyway, again, lately we don't seem to have quite enough comments. So, you know, get the comments in. Really do. And for the people who leave, like, 10 minutes of comments a day, you may have one good comment in there somewhere, but I don't have time to go fishing for it. You know, I really do put enough work into these tapes that I... don't need to be bothered with going through your comment bit by bit for 10 minutes. Otherwise, let's get some new callers to phone them in. And I don't know what else to say. Completely out of comments, out of things to say, but not quite out of tape. What a sad situation. Because it just makes me look like a fool. Now, I don't want you to think that I am a fool, because I'm not. Anyway, the tape's going to repeat in just a couple of moments.